This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. I'm always on the lookout for helpful stories or quotations. The other day, I found one that I'd not heard of before. Pray hardest when it's hardest to pray. Now, I like that. If you believe in prayer, I'm sure you'll understand what it's saying, that life has a habit of throwing up difficulties, and it's then that we turn to God. We want Him to answer our prayer. It's so easy to get discouraged when trials are in front of us, and sometimes, you know, those setbacks that happen in life are there to build us up, to make us stronger in ways that we probably don't understand at the moment. It's either discouragement that's going to stop you or drive you, and sometimes you've got to say to yourself, it's not going to end like this. Prayer is at your disposal any time, day or night. Have you ever had a horrible night when you were struggling with hurt and anxiety? Have you ever had a night when it seems impossible to pray? I think many of us have experienced a dark, long night of anxiety and worry. It seems too difficult to trust in God and to leave the situation with Him. Instead of giving it to the Lord, we like to dwell on it. And so no wonder it's hard to pray in hard times. And when this becomes a habit, this leads to depression. So as soon as we notice a growing depressing thought, we should immediately go to God. We should work on renewing our mind. We've got to set our minds on Jesus. Continue to remind ourselves who we are in Christ. We don't have to give in to despair. It's like having a virus. We've got to kill the virus and stop it from spreading, or it's going to get worse. And remember, we're not fighting this alone. The Bible says in Exodus 14, verse 14, "The Lord will fight for you. You need only be still." Be still? How can I do that when I've lost my job, or my health takes a sudden downward tumble, or my wife has had a miscarriage? These are the issues that happen every day. We have an amazing promise. When we're mourning loss or in the midst of difficult times and in the hurt, we've got a loving God who wants us to come and find rest and comfort. Because in Matthew 5 verse 4 it says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." We can find peace and strength in the midst of sorrow if we believe that God's grace and sovereignty are greater than any loss. We may not understand why God allows tragedy to come our way, but we can rest in the wisdom of God. When we don't know what to do, we can pray, but what good will come from praying? Well, Jesus understands suffering, not in some distant way, but in the flesh, because when you read the Bible, you'll see that Jesus suffered greatly during his time on the earth. He was innocent. He died a horrible death on the cross. And so you can talk to him because he cares about you. He knows what you're going through. The Bible describes him as a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. He knew fear, anxiety, physical suffering, cold, hunger, sadness. He wept. He even questioned God. And Jesus spent many hours alone in prayer. Jesus prayed the hardest when it was the hardest to pray. We do need answers. We need an opportunity to ask the questions. And God is not threatened by the questions. He gave us inquisitive minds for a reason. Not only are we to ask God these things, but we should seek wise counsel from people who've studied these questions before. Why not contact your Christian friends who can give you some help or insight? I'm sure they'd be happy to help you. But plus, they've had experiences of their own. Living by faith means waking up in the morning saying, "God, I've got no idea what you're doing. My world is in a mess. It hurts. But I know you are there and you say that you love me. So I'm going to get out of bed this morning and see if today is the day that you can make things right." When God created the world, it was perfect and beautiful. He created man and woman. He gave them free will. But our choices brought sin into the world. The perfect world that God created was ruined. But then again, God didn't abandon us to our choices. He sent redemption in the form of His Son. He sent a Saviour to bring us hope. There is reason to hope. The Bible tells us that God promises He'll never leave us in Hebrews 13 verse 5. He can make something beautiful out of ugly circumstances, and He can bring good out of what was meant for evil. He still offers hope and peace to us today. Heavenly Father, we're encouraged by you to pray hardest when it's hardest to pray. And Lord, that happens so often. We don't know where to start. We don't know where to begin. Help us, Lord, just to trust in you today for all things. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.